Tom, we need more HP toner.
I'll get right on it, Maria. Now, I could go to the big box office supply company where I'm just a number, but I love dealing with Ferritech, the company that supplies our HP toner, printers, and service. They know how to treat their customers. They're an authorized HP vendor. They locally manufacture their own toner cartridges, and it's recycled.
Tom!
Uh-oh, what now?
Ferritech, a customer-obsessed HP retailer. Visit Ferritech.com.
Broadcasting live from the Subaru of Gwinnett Studios in Atlanta, it's time for Gwinnett Business Radio, spotlighting business leaders in our area. Gwinnett Business Radio is brought to you by Ferritech. Ferritech, great people, remarkable service.
And hello again, everybody, and welcome to Gwinnett Business Radio. Oh, I'm sorry, excuse me. Award-winning Gwinnett Business Radio, October 2016, Gwinnett Chamber, Business of the Month.
Yay!
I'm Mike Zammit alongside Stephen Julian. How you doing, Stephen?
I'm doing great. Still on the high from the fantastic award that we won. Mostly you, but we get to ride your coattail.
An extra super high today because you have food in front of you.
Well, not only that, but I'll also break down the invisible wall because we try to make these shows timeless. But Mike, I know you are enjoying as well as I am that our beloved Sox claimed
Congratulations.
The American League East title last night. So. Yay.
And the last
with a loss, but it's okay.
And the last two times they've won the division?
They've won the World
Series. They won the World Series.
Yeah.
Might have been the last three times, actually.
They were wild card in 04.
Okay, so it was the last two times.
Yeah.
Okay, so we're off to a good start. Could be a good
Talking sports and let's get down to business.
We've got three businesses that we're highlighting here on the show today. From Advanced Credit Help, Damian Harris is here in the studio. Wendy Pace from Pace Setting Media. And Paris and Stacy Hale from Smokin' Girls Barbecue joined us as well, and they brought some goodies. We'll talk about that later on. But we're going to start with Damian Harris, Advanced Credit Help. Good morning, Damian.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing great. All right. You're the CEO and the president of the company. Tell us what Advanced Credit Help, what you guys do.
Well, we're a financial management company. We specialize in credit repair. We help people reestablish their credit, help them with the process of getting credit worthiness again. So we help them, you know, to get things together.
And these days you need to have a good credit score.
Absolutely.
Why?
Well, you need...
I know why, but I want to hear your reason why.
You need good credit to nowadays to get jobs, of course, approved for homes and cars and things of that nature. So it's a process that, you know, everybody need credit, even for business credit. So everybody around here, business owner, so you need credit to get some business credit, some money to expand your business if you want to do that.
Damian, when do most people typically, what are the circumstances where they typically reach out to you? And then let me also ask on top of that, give you an opportunity to also say when people should start contacting credit repair help.
Well, they typically reach out to us when they are in dire need.
Right.
When they need a home or when they get denied something. But the process of reaching out to us should be more on the education side. You should just, I would call a credit repair company just to get ideas of what not to do. But most people, they wait until they get into a situation where they get denied for a credit and they need a home or they get evicted. In that time, we can, you know, we really can't help them right immediately.
Right away.
So it's a process. So most people, I would use my services when, you know, just for educational purposes, you know, before, you know, I get into a situation that I need help. Because it doesn't happen immediately.
Because I think some people would say, oh, my credit score is, and then fill in the number, 650, 700, and they're thinking, I don't need that.
Absolutely. But, you know, most people that say that to us, from my experience, is always lower than what they say. So
people lie about their credit score?
Absolutely, man. People lie about it a lot, you know. And most people are really embarrassed, you know, when they call you anyway. So, therefore, you have to pretty much have, you know, handle with white gloves. So, and just, you know, see it from the side.
Damian, let me ask you a very general question here, and that is, okay, someone comes in and their credit does need fixing. It's right. You know, they've got some issues. What are some of the things that your company can do to repair the credit score?
Well, we do, first of all, we get an idea of what they're going through and see and give them a realistic expectation. And most people, they fall on two sides, you know, they're establishing or reestablishing their credit. So what we do is, you know, talk to them and get an idea of what they need. And based off what they need far as, you know, payment history help, or we help them with, if they don't have credit, we got affiliate companies that we can link them to help them to establish credit also. So those are a few things that we can help them with.
And you said that people with a decent credit score, they would call you basically for education. Mm-hmm. What are some of the educational things that either you can offer individually or the company can offer people can take advantage of?
That's a great question. Well, the first thing what we do is we educate them on the formula of how the system works. You know, so the main thing is the credit repair, the bureaus, they give you the information that you would need, but the people don't look at it and break it down. Payment history, 35%, amounts owed 30%, which is equated to 65% of your score. But most companies, they only think about the dispute part of it, which is only 35% of your score. So we educate our clients on the, you know, what really affects their credit with payment history and amounts owed. So the 65% of what we focus on.
Let's ask a question that some people may think, okay, I can come in and get my credit repaired, you know, like that.
Right.
I mean, this takes a while.
He's laughing at that, Mike.
Yes. You know, talk about, I mean, the process. Yeah, and the length. I mean, it's not going to happen overnight.
No, it doesn't happen overnight. But we work with our clients for a year. And the reason why it doesn't happen overnight is really designed not to happen overnight, you know, because the bureaus, they're in bed to make money offer you. So therefore what happens is when we get a client and they, you know, most people say, okay, I want to start right now. How long would it take? Well, even when we start today, it takes 45 days for the bureaus to even get back to us and you to get a response back based off the information that we disputed and things of that nature. So that's a month and a half. So if you got a client that has 25 items that need to be investigated, you know, you can only do a certain amount at a certain time. So you have to really just take your time. And it's a month and a half before you can get any kind of results back. So, you know, it's a real process. But we get them done, you know, 6-7 months. You know, and once again, most of this stuff is predicated on how well you pay your bills. So we're just pretty much holding your hand and holding you accountable for things that you should do anyway.
And a lot of times you kind of started by saying anyone with any score should at least just an educational side kind mm-hmm. of contact you.
Absolutely.
So let me ask it this way. You said that a lot of times the dire situation is they just got evicted, you know, something very, very negative. Mm-hmm. Are there warning signs that people should be looking out for? Are there certain things where you go, hey, if this happens, that's a step down the path?
Absolutely. Realistic, you have to have employment. If you don't have the means to take care of your, you know, your mandatory minimums, your rent, your car, the things that are going to help you make money, and you lose one of those two things, I mean, of course you want to be able to afford our services because you need to have the means to take care of yourself first to come work with us. But we will help you and counsel you through situations. Every situation can be handled. The problem is people get in situations and don't communicate to their creditors and things of that nature. So communications and timelines can be established with your creditors once you make those phone calls.
We're talking about credit repair.
Absolutely.
Do you see some people that come in and they need an entire credit overhaul?
Hey, you know what, man? We get
new identity.
Hey, most people ask us to create a new identity for them, which is really illegal, man.
I'd love to help you, but I don't want to go to jail.
No, we don't want those kind of problems.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Are there some people that there's just not a whole lot you can do?
Well, there are clients that you just have to say, you know what, you have to, you know, I hate to tell a person to file bankruptcy because bankruptcy, one of those things where you want to use bankruptcy as a means to protect your wealth, not to save, you know, cars and jewelry and stuff like that. So bankruptcy is misunderstood also. So I tell a lot of people when they think about filing bankruptcy, let us just take a real good look at it. And most of the time when they deciding to file bankruptcy, it's a mismanaging of money that's putting them there, not necessarily that they can afford to do and have what they have. So we try to educate them on creating budgets and things like that. Okay, you can work this out, but it's going to take a little time. You can't go out to eat here. You can't do this here. You can't drive that type of car. So, and most people, they don't want to die to themselves when you tell them that kind of stuff. So it's really something that most people that I've seen in this business bring on themselves.
And you, I think you kind of started talking about some of the services mm-hmm. is more you help them communicate with the creditors that they mm-hmm. have. But there's a lot of counseling to it too. There's
it is.
You talked about hand holding.
You really have to, because once again, a lot of people, you know, they got habits that are 15, 20 years old, and they want us to solve these habits in 3 to 6 months or even a year. So they come to us like, okay, well, I need this right now, but you haven't got your spending under control. You haven't understood the meaning of having great credit, or even having credit to use it to build wealth or to get business credit. People just want things in the moment. So when they can't get them, you know, they can't get that Best Buy, you know, card or something like that, which is, you know, not necessarily building wealth, but they want that. Then they come to us, you know, and then get upset, you know, if we can't really, you know, tell them
what it's your fault.
It's my fault, you know.
Well, for telling the truth.
Yeah, it's really.
So, okay. So here might be the toughest question that you're going to hear today. Are you a nonprofit, or how do you get paid?
Well, we get paid. That's not difficult for us. But
I think it goes to that education.
Yeah. Well,
right.
We're not a nonprofit. We're for profit, you know, but once again, we operate under a financial management company umbrella, because the reality is it's illegal to do credit repair in Georgia. I want everybody to know that. You have to, it's jargon that you have to put because of the laws and people being scammed. So you have to know how to place your business where you're not getting in trouble for dealing with people, nor can you take payments up front from people. Mm-hmm. So you can't not provide a service before you take people money. You have to show them what you can do. But there are ways you can collect fees, of course, that, you know, to still service them and still make sure that you get paid for your time. But we help a lot of people in Atlanta and the U.S., and we do great business. And we've been tried and tested here in Atlanta. So everything don't go all peachy cream when you're dealing with people in these situations, because if you say something that is not like the word guarantee, we don't use the word guarantee in my business, because they hold you to that for real, because nothing is guaranteed. You have to just go through the process. There's a lot of variables that happens on the way to getting credit worthiness again. So yeah, that's an easy question for us. So, you know,
not quite what you see on those online ads or those commercials, because that's the thing, that the business you're in does not have a good reputation. You've got to fight that every day.
It's horrible, because, and that's the thing. I mean, I'll give you a quick story here. We do a lot of business with the churches and other, you know, nonprofit organizations. And we had a client that was, you know, not happy with us for some reason. And we actually refund the gentleman his money. And he took us to consumer protection. He went down and reported us to consumer protection. And this is about a few years ago, maybe like 5 or 6 years ago. And, you know, I get this big old packet in the mail saying, stop doing business. You have to report all, you know, it was pretty scary stuff. So we end up going downtown to talk to the lawyers and stuff that represent consumer protection to do an investigation on your business. So we end up going through, they pull our computers, pull our file, do our references and stuff like that, making sure that we had our taxes and stuff paid and all that good stuff, just because it's that serious. At the end of the day, we came out pretty good, and it was a good test for us too, because you don't know what, you know, what kind of holes is in your business until you really are investigated by the state looking into yourself. So we've, you know, which was a good thing for us. So we came out of that pretty clean, and it made us more ambitious, made us want to help more people, because now, you know, those same people have us on that website of saying, okay, if we have a complaint, they'll contact us and say, okay, work this out. What happened on this? Because we got such a good reputation.
Yep. And if you're going to help people get their house in order, you want to make sure, of course, you have your house
absolutely
in order.
That's the most important thing. You got to do that first.
Well, Damian, it's Damian Harris with Advanced Credit Help. Damian's the CEO and president. For those that would like to find out more about your company and maybe use your services, how can they get more information?
You can go to advancedcredithelp.com and check us out. And, you know, you can submit a contact us form, and you can also email us at support@advancedcredithelp.com. So we got all those. You know, also we got an Instagram. Also, we got about 18,000 followers on Instagram, and we got Yes Credit Repair on our Twitter. So, and we got a Facebook. So we have all those things going. I appreciate
you're all over there.
All over the place.
And now
man,
you have a great interview to put on your social media platforms.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And I appreciate you guys for having me.
It's kind of like, Stephen, like when we have like humane societies on, they hope they can go out of business, because that would mean there's no overpopulation problems. You know, we hope people don't need Damian, but unfortunately, people, as you say, they make mistakes.
They make mistakes.
And then they need your services.
Absolutely.
Great. Thank you again.
I appreciate you, man.
Damian Harris with Advanced Credit Help here on Gwinnett Business Radio.
Mike, before you get to our next guest, you know what makes a Subaru, don't you?
I'm sorry, I'm looking at the barbecue. What were you saying?
We'll get there. But you know what makes a Subaru, right? Because you recently started driving a Subaru.
There's a dent in my Subaru.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, I was parked in my driveway, and my daughter pulls my other car out of the garage.
But did it change your feeling about the Subaru?
No, it changed my feeling about my daughter. I still love my Subaru.
Because love is what makes a Subaru, right? And Mike, I know that you know Subaru of Gwinnett is the studio sponsor here for Gwinnett Business Radio and Business Radio X here in Gwinnett. But Subaru also, it's not just love is what makes a Subaru, but they, as a company, have the love promise. The Subaru love promise is just that. It is a promise. It is a promise to do right by our community by partnering with nonprofit education, health, community, environment, and animal organizations. To set Subaru apart through their deeds and the deeds of their partners. To be unlike any other car company by doing what is right and good just for the sake of doing it. And we've had a partnership and relationship with Subaru for the last couple of years, and we've seen that love promise in action here locally in Gwinnett County.
Yep, great company, great vehicles, and good people as well. All right, our next guest here on the program, Wendy Pace from Pace Setting Media. She's the social media manager, but it's also your company, right, Wendy? All right. I know you were happy to hear, Damian talk about all his social media. All companies are that involved with their social media, but to talk about Pace Setting Media and what you do.
Okay. So Pace Setting Media is a social media management company. A lot of times you'll find web developers will offer social media management to their clients, but it's kind of a secondhand service that they offer. We are strictly a social media management company. So we're looking at your Twitter feed, your LinkedIn, your Facebook, your Pinterest, house.com, Instagram. If you want to be there, we're going to make sure you're there.
Social media is still fairly new in the broad scope of things. How important is it for a company to have good social media?
In today's market, it is crucial. Many, many people turn to Facebook first when they're looking at companies or trying to find information. Social media is not the be-all and end-all of your marketing scheme. It is just one of the elements of an overall marketing plan. And therefore, but it is crucial because it is the first thing that they go for. Before print ad these days, before the billboard, people are just, well, let me look on my iPhone or let me look up on Facebook and see if this company even has a page. And when that page has nothing but their name and maybe a starter picture, they're going, well, are they still in business? What happened? Yeah. They haven't posted anything since 2011. What happened? So that's where we come in.
Wendy, I think the typical small business owner in Gwinnett County who, or anywhere who's listening to this interview, one of the first things they're thinking, if they don't think they're on top of their social media, I think one of the next thoughts they have is it's just so daunting. It's just so big. I'm still back on my MySpace page. I haven't even updated to fit. I have so much time running my, and I'm not saying that's me, but you know,
I was going to say, if you still have a MySpace page, we need to talk.
But I think the average small business owner, they have their time is just divided so much. So here's my question to you. When they call you, when they reach out to you through social media and your great platform, where do you start for the typical small business owner who's so just swamped? Where do you start with them?
Well, first off, they have to be aware of who their audience is. Who's the client they're trying to reach? Is it a millennial? Is it a Gen Xer? And sometimes it's a baby boomer. The younger end of that demographic is also on Facebook. Once they know the audience in which they're trying to hit, then we can make a plan. But the other thing that they have to know is what's their story? What are they trying to get out there? What are they trying to express and how are they trying to reach people? Are they sharing their brand story or are they sharing just their services? Are they trying to educate the consumer? So once we have all of those things settled, then we can make a real plan as to how we want to reach them and through which channels we're going to reach them.
And you kind of started the interview talking about social media is really good for a first impression. Anybody, before they go meet you, they're going to kind of check out your social media footprint. And you started kind of unpacking a little bit, but what are some of the other goals that and let's just say a retail business owner is, or you can pick the business. What are some of the other goals? You talked about education and story, but can it be to drive leads? Or are there other goals that a business owner should be setting with their social media?
There is. And it really depends upon types of service and what you're trying to accomplish. So social media is good for reputation development, branding development. It's also good for connecting your services, but it's also a great platform to communicate with your current clientele as well. So it's a place for you to have a conversation with those who are already using your services and getting them to be your brand ambassadors for you. So there's many different facets to social media and how it can be used, but mainly, and what a lot of people need to understand, and I say this all the time, social media is a marathon. It's not a sprint. It's that constant drop in the bucket of reminding people that you're there and why you're there and why you're doing what you do. So that's where social media comes in.
We're talking with Wendy Pace, social media manager with Pace Setting Media here on Gwinnett Business Radio, brought to you by Faratech, by the way. In the Subaru of Gwinnett studio, getting all our partners in there, Wendy. I know you got to appreciate that.
I do.
So a company comes to you and say, okay, great. I don't have to deal with social media anymore. You're going to handle all my Twitter and LinkedIn and all these other accounts and so forth and so on. But their job's not done because you still got to have content. You got to have something to put all over the social media. So how do you work with some companies on like that? Because like you got to still have some news and some content.
Right. So once we have that initial interview, I try to get a feeling as to what is the message they're trying to convey. And even if they don't have content, I will go and look throughout the internet to find content, whether it's articles, blogs that substantiate what they're saying. And if they're not a direct competitor, we'll put those blog posts up, or we'll find articles that pertain to whatever their specific interest is. One of my clients is a home remodeler. So I'm always putting up stories about educating his clients about why it's important to have homeowners insurance and why it's important when that tree comes down on your house, how it should be fixed and handled, but giving people the information that they're going to be researching on so that I bring them back to that client in particular.
By the way, Trey just dropped me a great note that I wasn't thinking about, but you could send clients our way to create great content right here at Business Radio X.
I actually do, because I handle Coffee News' social media, I do tweet for you guys. So one of your tweets that I did was, "Hello, business, my old friend," and it got retweeted 3 times.
Nice.
Just last week for y'all. So yes, I do cover you guys.
She's already working with us, Mike. I
mean, very good. And it's not something too where a client comes to you and you do something and then you're done. Like you say, it's a marathon. There's a relationship that's going to be extended there for a while.
Right. So it's a constant conversation with my clients about, okay, what's this week? Or like last September was Alzheimer's Awareness Month. So two of my clients deal with senior citizens and senior citizen care. So everything that I was curating for them, for their website, for their Facebook page, their blog content, their Twitter feed, all pertain to this so that we could use the trending hashtag of Alzheimer's awareness and elder care and get them the most visual, the most impression or eyes on them that we could.
And I think we kind of come back to, so go back to the typical small business owner running a relatively small operation. If they wanted to really get on top of their social media platform, they probably would have to hire someone who kind of, you know, and then you got to, all the things that come along with hiring someone rather than outsourcing to you.
Right. And that's something that I have a conversation with them. I always remind them, think about how much you're paying yourself an hour. How much are you charging your client for your services an hour? And I bet you a dime a dozen that I'm going to be cheaper than you are. So, because I'm going to do 2 to 4 hours a week on your social media and have you covered, whereas you're going to take 10 minutes here out of your day and 10 minutes there out of your day. And you're like, oh, this is trending. And do you really want to have to constantly look at Twitter and decide if that's the trending hashtag you want to use? Or, you know, Facebook changes their analytics on a regular basis. And you're like, how does that affect me? How am I supposed to change?
Do you even know what you're doing?
Right.
Yeah.
So exactly.
Yeah, messing it up.
So you just put it in my lap, let me handle it. And I'll come to you and say, you know, Facebook changed this up. So we need to change the way we blog, or we need to change the way we're going to tweet now because of this analytic, and this is the way we're going to keep you on page two.
And you talked about a marathon, not a sprint. I would mm-hmm. imagine typical business owner, apart from, I like that line about what do you charge for your time, I'll be cheaper. But I think also there's the concept of return on investment.
Right.
And because it's a marathon, not a sprint, it's not, hey, you'll put out a tweet and it'll guarantee 1,000 more right. in sales. But right. there's got to be at some point where you can show, hey, look, there's a return on investment here.
There is. And it's not an easy thing to show them. And I never, ever, like you were saying earlier, I don't guarantee anybody and say, you're going viral this week. It's not going to happen. We can't predict what's going to go viral because we don't know what the audience is going to be like. Hey, that was awesome.
Kittens and pianos, apparently. That's. But anyway, I'm sorry, I didn't mean right. to interrupt.
That and a piece of cheesecake from Cheesecake Factory. But no, so what I say to them is, give me 3 months. And I'm not going to tell you I'm going to put you on page one of Google, because actually the first five spots in Google are paid for. So you've got to luck out and get the bottom five, and it just comes with time. I can say that, yes, I will move you up in search, but I can't tell you where I'm going to get you to.
All right, Wendy, for those that would like to find out more and maybe look into your services, where can they get more information?
Well, pacesettingmedia.com.
Oh, you have a website. That's
I
good.
I do.
She, no website,
are you
no
on social media.
Do you have social media? I'm sorry. I just had to throw that in there.
Yes. We are on Facebook. We are on Twitter. And I am on LinkedIn.
That would have been great.
But she's not on MySpace, apparently.
But I'm not on MySpace. I even have Instagram, but I don't have way the many followers that you do.
Best answer would have been, I don't do social media.
Yeah, I don't do social. What? Social media? What?
Pacesettingmedia.com, though. But that's the kind of the hub of the wheel right there. Yes. Go there and you'll see everything else.
And let's just clarify. The best way people to reach out to you, is it email? Is it through any of the social media platforms?
Any of the social media platforms, they can connect with me.
Do you want? Well, go ahead and give out. I mean, you said you're on Facebook. Is it all under Pace Setting
yes,
Media?
Yes, everything is Pace Setting Media.
I'm just wanting to clarify, make sure wants to get a hold of her. After your interruption.
If she had the sense of humor that we had, she says, I never check my Facebook.
Yeah,
I don't ever go on Instagram. Yeah.
Thankfully, Mike, she doesn't have the sense of humor that you and I yes. have. That's what keeps the world spinning.
I'm trying to behave, guys.
She wants to join us and have some fun, but she's being very professional.
I'm trying.
She is. She's good.
Yes. By the way, she's from Long Island. She's from where I'm from.
Long Island.
Yeah. Long Island.
So, you're
are you not happy that the Red Sox won? Well, should we just let that pass?
We won't discuss.
All right. Okay. Were you happy that Tim Tebow hit a home run in his first at bat? We won't let it. I'm sorry.
Yeah. Wendy, thank you very much.
Thank you.
All right, Mike, I'm going to try and bring it back to professionalism because you and I ruined it. You said in the middle of the interview, you did a great job, and a shout out to our sponsors. This show is sponsored by Faratech, and Faratech is an authorized HP and Xerox dealer that also sells and services all leading brands of toner, printers, copiers, and computer hardware. Faratech has certified service technicians that provide on-site service and a delivery team that offers free local delivery and pickup 5 days a week. For more info, you can visit Faratech.com. That's FARRATECH.com.
All right, here we go now. And nothing against the first two guests, but maybe this will be your favorite interview, Stephen. I have a feeling.
Take it over. I'm opening this bag and I'm opening this, what we got here. What is this? A container of some kind. So you just do the interview. I'm going to be over here eating.
From Ponytail Paris Barbecue and Smokin' Girls Barbecue, Paris and Stacy Hale are with us. Stacy, you're the mom, and Paris, you're the daughter. Tell us now, do you go, what's the difference between Ponytail Paris Barbecue and Smokin' Girls Barbecue?
Smokin' Girls Barbecue is Paris's catering company. Ponytail Paris is her TV personality, because she's also a Food Network championship star. She's also getting ready to do some more television cooking shows. So that's sort of her signature, because she always wore a ponytail, our two ponytails, and the business she kind of started because it's a family business of her sister and I and herself. So that's sort of how the two different companies started for her.
So Paris, you're 11 years old?
I'm 11 years old.
And your mom works for you?
Yes.
Oh. She came in carrying the tray.
Yes.
We noted that.
You really did break open the barbecue.
I did, because I was starting to smell it a little bit, so I wanted to smell it a lot, and it'll inspire me in this interview.
All right. Well, Paris, how did this start? How did this come about?
I started watching my mom and cooking when I was 5 years old. I came with her to compete, and at first, I didn't really do anything until I started paying attention. And then I was just like, okay, I like doing it. I like what she's doing. So I asked her if I could start cooking and competing. And then once I did that, I entered some kids' competitions.
All right, we're not using the word guarantee on the show yet, but I'm guessing you're going to guarantee that it's pretty good barbecue.
I'm going to guarantee it.
Yes.
Well, Stacey, I was gonna ask you as the mother, when did you recognize kind of the talent and the ability?
You know, she was 2012, about 8 years old. Well, actually, when she was five, she started doing kids' barbecue competitions. But when she was eight and we were at the state, Georgia State competition, is when she sort of took over. She said, Mom, I want to season the ribs. And from that point on was sort of like, okay. And she did it. And she actually beat me, who is a professional barbecuer. And I said, okay.
In the same competition?
In the same competition.
She did her own.
And I did mine. And she... fifth place out of 100 competitors. I know that's very funny, but that's okay though.
I'm sorry. I don't mean to laugh.
I laugh too. To this day, I still laugh.
That's awesome.
But she, like I said, she beat me along with other great professionals, you know, the Meyer Mixons, all those guys, all the Pitmaster guys. She beat all of us. And from that point, it's like, okay, Mom, I like this. I want to do this. And she actually won the state competition from that. So, yes, we are laughing. We laughed all the way to the bank.
That's
and we laughed
hilarious.
All the way to the World Food Championship in Las Vegas. So we can laugh. I'm okay with that. We can laugh.
So Paris, and I don't want you to give away any secrets, but obviously you had a great mentor. You had someone who's competed and done very well. What did you do different or what do you bring to it that you think allowed you to take that next step?
When I prepare meat, I'm not like my mom, because my mom, she's picky. She's like too much or too less. But with me, I'm just like, okay, just throw it on there and I'll make it good. And that, I think that's what's different about me. I don't really care. I mean, I care about it.
Right.
But when it comes to seasoning, I'm just like, okay, you have what you want, but you need to like, just get it on there. And Mom, you just, you know, oh, you have to put a little bit of that. And a little bit of that.
So Paris throws all caution to the wind.
Right.
I'll just throw this on. There you go. Not afraid to go outside the box.
That's why she's called the spiceologist of the bunch. Yes. She's been labeled.
I'm losing track of all the names.
Well, you know, you got the ponytail, and that's the good thing. She's 11, so you can imagine by the time she's my age, she'll just have a whole dictionary.
There's going to be a whole page.
Of It'll barbecue
terminology. It'll take 5 minutes to introduce her.
And there you have it, and I'm okay. Go for it.
So catering's available. I want to get to the food.
Yes.
Okay,
yes.
How people can get the food.
Yes.
Catering is available. You don't have a brick and mortar place.
No. We work out of different commissaries. We become friends with the fire department, and they let us use their kitchen. We become friends. With a lot of restaurants, yes,
and
the police department, but we don't cook there. We just service them and a lot of restaurants around. So, I've become very friendly in the community and they allow us to come in during their, you know, non-business hours to use their facilities. So we just pull our big smoker and go
Give
and
them
use
food.
And, right. Prepare our food and there you have it. So
now, Mom, are you still competing?
I still compete.
Okay.
Is she still beating
you? Still picky?
I'm still very picky. Yes, but I'm learning to, like I said, I've sort of put it down a little bit because now she's on TV. So that's different.
Right.
You know, it's hard for me to get to certain places, travel, you know, pulling a smoker around the country. But yeah, I compete a little bit, but more so I'm
You're
working for her.
Yeah.
I work for her. Like I said, I carry the trays. You see, I had to do an event and she wasn't even there because I'm working for her. So
I love it.
Paris, Stacey, cover your ears. Paris, your mom ever get real jealous?
I think, yes. I feel like now she does, yes, because she knows that I'm good and that I
just
can be her.
Just say it. You're better than her. Just say it.
Mom, yes, I'm better than you.
Now, let me ask a follow-up question to that. Paris, do you know? Does your mom have your back?
My mom always has my back. Yeah. That's one thing that's going to be guaranteed.
I love it. Oh, guaranteed. She used the word guaranteed. Does that mean we can eat now? Oh, sorry.
But it's not just the meat you talk about. You actually have a barbecue sauce.
Yes. Yes.
Talk about that.
Homemade barbecue sauce. It's tomato based. I use some fresh ingredients sometimes. I just experiment with it all the time.
So, okay. So you're constantly changing. I guess to some extent, a little bit. You're not as picky, so therefore, is it safe to say, or is it wrong to say that almost every time you do a plate or you do, it's a little bit different?
It's a little bit different. Okay. But I'm learning how to like keep the same flavors because it could taste the same way.
Right. Right. Because I was going to say, if Ponytail Paris, which is what it's called.
Yes.
Now, is this the only sauce you make or are there others?
That's the only sauce.
Okay. So if Ponytail Paris is going to be the next big national brand,
right.
I would imagine at some point it's got to be standardized.
Right.
But there's nothing wrong with experimenting and kind of tweaking and finding.
Right.
Yeah.
I'm getting there to where I'm starting to stick with like that one flavor.
Because if you're not picky, you're open to all kinds of new things. And when you find that one thing, then you can go, now it's time to be picky.
Yes.
All right. I'm going to open this up and smell it. You ask the next question.
We're talking with Stacy and Paris Hale with Smoking Girls Barbecue and Ponytail Paris Barbecue. So obviously your next stage is to quit school.
Not happy.
Okay, she said okay.
Not a guarantee.
Mike, what are you doing? You're undermining the parental authority here. Cut it out.
And an ex-teacher, so.
So what's next for you? Where do you want to go with this?
Well, I'm doing this TV show called Oven
Stovetops.
It's on the FYI TV show, kind of like a reality cooking show. That's my next thing that I'm going to do. For right now, yes. And then I have to do the October Hunt cookout thing. It's the private party.
Mm-hmm. Tell them about your nonprofit you want to do as well.
And my nonprofit organization for teaching kids how to cook that don't have the like privilege to do it.
Nice. So let's talk about the business here real quick, because you're not going to quit school, right?
No.
You are going to continue in school.
Yes.
Okay. Well, I just want to clarify that, man. But you are your business, Smoking Girls Barbecue, is available for catering?
Yes, it's always available for catering.
Okay, and that's anybody, private parties, corporate parties. We're coming up near holidays and people might want to do barbecue. And you basically do that, whether it's at the fire station or another restaurant where you have these relationships. Is there anything too big? Is there anything too small? Is it, you know, party of 10 to a party of 100? You can handle most anything?
I could handle 100. I did 150, 250.
Wow.
Yeah.
She did 2002. I don't know. She remembers when you were five. Remember you when she was not five, she was eight. We did it for the homeless shelter down in Atlanta.
Yes.
Union Mission or another one? I'm sorry.
No,
it
was a woman's mission. I'm sorry. I can't remember the exact name.
My apologies.
But yeah, she went down. This is a few years ago. She had did, it was for 2000 homeless people that she volunteered, because she likes to do volunteer
charity
work and charity work. That, I mean, and it always touches my heart to hear that, especially with her being 11, because she's always looking for, you know, events that she can do to where, mommy, I just want to give it away. I just want to show other people. And so, like I said, the television appearance is really her channel of allowing her to get this nonprofit going for her. And then the catering part is so she can afford to pay for it.
Well, and let's use Business Radio X. I'm sitting here thinking, if you're a small business owner, you're going to do a corporate event. Why not do a corporate event and then at the same time use the charitable arm of your organization for the kids around the corporate event or the kids around a local school to have you come out and teach them how to cook? I mean, there's so many different ways that businesses can partner with you and then for your catering and then the charitable arm.
And that's exactly her platform is wanting to teach the kids, because not only is barbecuing, because that's one set of things, she's also learning the culinary side, which is a whole nother world.
See, I was going to ask, what's beyond barbecue?
Yeah, it's a whole nother world of barbecuing, because, you know, on her website, we laugh about her barbecuing, but then I also had to include, which I'm going to eventually need your help, in the kitchen sort of way, because people don't understand that there's a barbecue world and there's also, you know, the culinary. Mm. But for Paris and what she's trying to do with her business and with her nonprofit part of it is show children and show that there's another sport out there besides your average baseball,
soccer, basketball.
So, you know, that non-profit part of it. But the business part of, you know, the Smoking Girls Barbecue, like I said, that's to help her get funded so that she can do her other things. Because, of course, our credit is not as great. So we're going to need your help as well immediately, and a guarantee on top of that. but you know, that's, she's young. She's not just thinking about the money. I want to have it all in my pocket. She's trying to expand across the board and to help children.
Balanced business.
Right.
Well, Paris, you're a very impressive young lady. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Up the great work. Stacy, congratulations to you too. You've obviously raised a fine young lady as well. We could sit here and talk to you forever, but I don't want to torture Stephen or anybody else here in the room any longer.
It smells so good.
So, why don't you give the website so folks can find out more and maybe even look into your catering services?
You could look up me on ponytailparisbbq.com or my email ponytailparisbbq@yahoo.com.
Great. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you for bringing some samples of your barbecue and your sauce.
Thank you.
All right. Paris and Stacy Hale from Ponytail Paris Barbecue and Smoking Girls Barbecue. Also, our thanks to Wendy Pace with Pace Setting Media and Damian Harris with Advanced Credit Help. A quick reminder, you can listen to the show live every Thursday at 10 a.m. here on Business Radio X. And you can listen to any of our shows 24/7 on the website as well. And a nice, easy way to get to it is GwinnettBusinessRadioX.com. That way you don't have to go to BusinessRadioX.com and pick the studio. Just go to GwinnettBusinessRadioX.com. Follow us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter, all our other social media. Wendy appreciates that. And Stephen, until next time.
Yeah. So I loved how Stacy wrapped up the whole interview by saying that she was going to need help from Wendy doing social media, and she was going to need help from Damian with credit stuff. But she didn't have to say, because it was understood that she needs help from me eating this plate of food in front of me.
Is anybody else going to get some?
Absolutely. My mom raised me to share. So,
all right. No more talking. Time to eat. For Stephen, for Trey, for Z, I'm Mike. We'll see you next time right here on Gwinnett Business Radio.
Go Sox!